Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The U.S. Navy shot down anti-ship ballistic missiles yesterday in the Red Sea that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi. Officials say it was the first time the Navy shot down incoming anti-ship ballistic missiles in combat. They also engaged 12 one-way attack drones and 2 land attack missiles, all of which were fired over a 12-hour period. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is tired of preaching about immigration taking over the city.
You know, cities should not be handling national problems. And so I don't have the real understanding of, I'm hoping that our national leaders understand that it come a real immigration reform, a decompression strategy, pick up the price tag of this issue.
He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months, and only now are people starting to pay attention and realize that he was right. He said most major cities that are dealing with this issue shouldn't be, and the federal government is not doing their job. China said that it is banning a United States research company and 2 people who have reported extensively on claims of human rights abuses committed against several Muslim minority groups in the country. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mao Ning said late last night that the data analytics firm Caron, based in Los Angeles, and its director of investigations, Edmund Hu, would be barred from traveling to China. Human rights analyst Nicole Morgrett was also barred. On top of that, any assets or property they have in China will be frozen. Severe winter weather continues to create challenges across the nation's midsection, and large metros along the East Coast could expect possible flooding rains today and along the I-95 corridor in D.C., New York, and Philadelphia today. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It looks like gift cards are, will be. It looks like gift cards are popular again this holiday season. The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards, the most popular ones being for restaurants. While most gift cards are spent within the first 6 months, a large portion of them are saved and might be forgotten. The consumer finance company Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unspent gift card or voucher, with the overall total of unused gift cards being around $23 billion. So be sure to check your pockets for unspent cards to save yourself some money. With Christmas behind us, it's now the season to contemplate New Year's resolutions. Weight loss, a commonly chosen goal, coincides with a surge in prescriptions for the popular medication Ozempic.
They do go to your brain and they tell your brain, okay, I'm not that hungry. I don't need to be eating this much. So it suppresses your appetite.
Dr. Maria Escobar Vasco from the University of Texas Health System emphasizes that this medication is not intended for everyone. It is designed designed for individuals who are severely obese, not for those seeking to enhance their appearance in a swimsuit. Experts urging people to think twice before taking this medication. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, so much that's happening in our economy, and I, you know, it's frustrating, and I get that. How you are feeling, because it would seem the politicians are disconnected and they're not feeling the pain that you're enduring. I keep telling our audience, and whether it's the radio or the TV viewers like yourself, that what we're going through right now is not your fault. This is not necessarily of your doing. You didn't do this. This is all driven by policy from one Joe Biden and the Democratic Party that is not serving the constituency of you know, I should say his should be his constituency, because we were told that he was going to be a uniter. But really what we've been experiencing is more division than uniting. But the reality is that your wallet is not lying to you. The fact of the matter is the economists have proven time and again that it's costing us under the Joe Biden administration at least $1,000 more a month for what we paid for previously. So this is why we have more month than paycheck. And again, I say this is not your fault, because you weren't the one that decided to turn off the spigot and turn us from being energy independent into energy dependent. And there's so much involved here and with that. And this is why I'm very happy to have with us my friend, Dr. Michael Bussler. Now, Dr. Bussler has been on a radio show, gosh, for years. And I think this is the first time that he's going to be on the TV show. And we're going to talk about, just to get things going, Joe Biden and the Democrats have finally gotten the memo and are realizing that Bidenomics is not working. He says we know it's not working. We feel the pain every day. Dr. Michael Bussler, who is a public policy analyst and economics professor, is here with us now. Dr. Bussler, how are you, sir? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be with you.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that I could finally have enough time, and you could have the time to be on this extended opportunity, because we get a little bit more time to be able to talk on television through this medium here, and we can get into a little bit more of the detail, particularly as it relates to, you know, what's happening with our economy. Because as we know, over 60%, I think almost two-thirds of the country right now is living paycheck to paycheck. It is said that most could not handle a $1,000 emergency. You know, credit card debt at record levels. What are we up to? $1.5 trillion now and counting. There is a lot of pain here in River City, and I think it's going to make for, you know, a rough Christmas season, frankly.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. And a lot of things you said in the very beginning of this show are critical. First off, you said this is not your fault, speaking to the American public. It's really a bunch of policy decisions. So let me just reinforce that a little bit. So what the big problem is inflation. Prices are up nearly 20% since President Biden took office. He takes a victory lap saying he's brought inflation down, which means they're not going to go up quite as fast as they have in the past. He did not bring prices down. So the question is, why do we have so much inflation? There's three things I think that caused it and all government related. First off, what did not cause it? So the Biden administration blames a lot of this on supply chain disruptions from COVID. Cut the economy down in 2021 and March of 2020. By July of 2021, we were producing at the same level as before the pandemic. So in total, supply was not the problem. Now, there were certain markets that weren't enough chips, so there was a shortage there. So certain markets, you saw some supply disruptions, but in the aggregate, in the total, it was not caused by shortages in supply.
Right.
So what was it caused by? Three things. Two of them impact total demand in the economy, and they're all government-related. In the last four fiscal years, the federal government has deficit spent, that is spent more than they took in revenue, $9 trillion. That's all excess demand, and that pulled prices up. The prior administration last year, they had a big stimulus package to get us out of that recession. That was all that was needed. Biden got into office. He passed the American Rescue Plan, which was purely inflationary, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is an oxymoron.
Right.
And he increased deficit spending, rather, by $3 trillion his first year, nearly $2 trillion in his second year and his third year, and more than $2 trillion forecast for this year. So all of that excess demand pulled prices up and led to a big chunk of our inflation. Second thing, responsibility of the federal government. The Federal Reserve, all through 2021, had what I call shockingly irresponsible monetary policy. 2021, the economy was growing at a 6% annual rate. We didn't have to stimulate the economy, yet they kept interest rates near zero all the way through 2021 and until halfway through 2022. And they kept increasing the money supply. President Biden in 2021 had roughly $3 trillion deficit divided by 12. That's $250 billion a month. The Federal Reserve bought almost half of that by simply printing up money and expanding the money supply. So the federal government's fiscal policy and the federal government's monetary policy created excess demand that caused most of the inflation. Now, on the supply side, what we call cost push inflation, President Biden decided we didn't need fossil fuels anymore. So he got into office, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline, withdrew permits to drill on federal lands, made the permitting process more difficult, and told banks not to lend to the petroleum industry because there's no future. That reduction in supply also led to the inflation. So this was
how insane, Michael. I'm sorry to interrupt you here because this just blows me away that here he comes and his first day of office, he makes all these pronouncements like a dictator saying, okay, there's not going to be any future for fossil fuels and tells the banks that they need to, choke them off and out of existence. And he really doesn't have anything more than a theory in terms of how that's going to be replaced. There's no empirical evidence to say by choking off fossil fuels and throttling it back the way in which he was doing this, that there was something on the other side to replace said energy that was going to be depleted. And everything that went along with that, the economy at all, right?
Yeah, so he wasn't concerned primarily with what was going to replace it. His primary concern was reducing the production of fossil fuels because he believed that fossil fuels are leading to climate change. And just as John Kerry said in his meeting in the Middle East this week, the U.S. has to get off of fossil fuels. So President Biden did everything he could to try to reduce production of fossil fuels. Let me say one other thing. Someone on your audience is likely to say, now, wait a minute, we're producing more oil today than we did when Biden got into office. And that's true.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
If the ones that are getting money from the government, guess what? They're supporting Joe Biden's theory here. If they're disconnected and you get more of an objective opinion and research paper, you know, from them, then you get, you know, a fair-minded idea of what's happening with climate. And it refutes just straight out the theories and the postulates that are being thrown out by the likes of John Kerry and the president.
Exactly. You know, Bill, the truth is the climate has been changing for thousands of years.
Exactly.
And it will likely continue to change into the future. Human beings have adapted to the climate change, and we've been able to live very successfully with changing climates. The climate will continue to change. Now, they argue fossil fuels is speeding up the climate change. Some say that's true. Some say it's not. Even if it is true, the climate will change anyway. So you're not going to stop the climate from changing. Maybe you slow it down a little bit. But if the price to pay for that is you destroy your entire economy, it simply is not worth it. Energy is very important to every economy.
Exactly.
And if you change the price of energy and the availability, it's going to have an impact on all the manufacturing sectors, how we live. Before they went ahead and did this, they should have given us a lot more thought. They started pushing electric cars on us. The way this is supposed to work, if there's going to be a transition from gasoline powered to electric, let the marketplace handle it, just like the marketplace handles everything. We used to have a horse and buggy. Cars came out. The government didn't mandate anything, but the marketplace took care of that, and we made the transition. And that's how transitions are made. There is insufficient demand right now to buy the number of electric vehicles that the president is trying to push. So
you've got these dealerships yelling and screaming, Michael, that they've got too much inventory. Nobody wants to buy this, you know, to your exact point. You see, the deal is that it started with Barack Obama, of course, continued into this, what some are saying is the, the third run for presidency, the third administration of Obama here under Biden. But this is really that and on steroids, because they are forcing people into this. You don't have a choice. I mean, this is supposed to be a land of the free, home of the brave. But what's happened when you have tied up 40% of the populace to go along with you because you've bought their votes, that they have sold themselves out to a government check. And so they're beholden to the Democratic Party. They have got to go along to get along. And the rest of us who are having to put up with this, and it's absolutely nonsensical. Just like you said, common sense, if you had any concern for your constituency, and if you were concerned that you might be voted out of office, you might listen to what they're saying and respond to the market. But they feel where they're at right now that they can force this down people's throats. This goes back to Obama's announcement for the fundamental transformation of America. The fundamental transformation of America meant that you were going to have less liberty and you were going to surrender your sovereignty and your liberty to these oligarchs, this elite ruling class that was going to tell you when and how.
That's exactly right. And the Biden administration feels that they know what's best for the public rather than allowing the public to determine what is best for them. Look, we have a very democratic system with our economy. When people go to buy something, think of it as if you're casting dollar votes. So if you see a product that you believe is a good value and you buy it, think of it like you're voting for that product.
Exactly.
Well, the product with the most dollar votes are the most profitable. They're going to continue to be made. The products that nobody votes for, the companies aren't going to have sales and probably have losses. Those products come off the market. So instead of the government deciding what each of us should have, we can decide ourselves what we should have and cast our votes accordingly. That's how the market is supposed to operate. And any transition or disruptions in the market from one product to another, it is taken care of through these dollar votes in the marketplace, not through the government mandating what has to happen.
Well, and the other thing, too, and you touched on this slightly, and this might sound a little irreverent to some people, but the thing that we need to consider here is that Joe Biden is having a dickens of a time and has had a dickens of a time taking care of his own family, running his own family. We know, you know, it's clear they've lived their lives out in the public domain. It is not symbolic of what we would say is the ideal American family. I mean, they are in a sense, it's typical. I mean, all families have their challenges. Nobody is perfect. But, I mean, Joe Biden has had his hands full with his family and the dysfunction. So how am I to respect the example of Joe Biden and listen to him like he knows better than I do when he can't even run his own family, Michael?
Yeah, so all his policies have led to this very severe inflation problem. Again, the Federal Reserve was responsible. Finally, in June of 2022, the Federal Reserve realized, you know, we're supposed to keep prices stable too. So they started increasing interest rates very quickly. Now, they've eased off a little bit. I'm not sure they're really done raising rates yet. They believe they are. Wall Street believes they're going to start cutting rates next year. I'm not so sure of that. But the Federal Reserve has had to react. And you mentioned before about consumers being tapped out. Well, much of the expansion, we had all the excess demand from the government, but consumers were able to spend. Why? The federal government was handing out free money for a couple of years there. The average family of four, whether you were negatively impacted economically by the virus or not, the average family of four got over $11,000 in free money from the government. Most of it they ended up putting away, and then when the economy reopened and things were growing, they went out and spent it. Consumers got so used to spending that even when that ran out, they said, well, maybe I'll start putting things in my credit card. I'm going to have to do that anyway. So credit card debt is sky high. Interest rates, in order to curb some of this demand, interest rates have been raised to sky high levels. And now that's putting a tremendous strain on consumers and business. I talk to small business people, the ones I consult with, and they tell me my line of credit is up to 10.5%. He says, look, I've had a line of credit. I pay 1 or 2 points over prime.
Right.
Well, you know, last year or two, prime was 3.5%. Prime rate's now 8.5%. So they're paying 9-10% for their money. They said, look, I just can't do this. I'm going to have to raise my prices, or I'm just going to have to cut back on what I produce. How about people who want to buy a house?
Yeah, and also getting back to the small business, what do they do when they got their employees saying, I need more money because I'm underwater here? Yes, the economy is X, but inflation is chewed up the raise that you gave me the first part of the year, right?
So the labor starts to ask for higher wage increases. That leads to what we call a wage price spiral. So in other words, inflation went up, peaked at 9% on an annual basis, came down to 3.2, but inflation went up. So the auto workers say, boy, look at how much inflation went up. And they ended up getting, once you add everything into it, what amounts to about a 7% increase in their compensation package, wages and benefits, et cetera, a 7% increase. Well, business says your productivity didn't increase 7%.
Exactly.
So as a result, labor costs are going to go up. So Mary Barra, GM of General Motors, said this labor contract will add at least $1,000 to the price of every car. So now you have these wage increases going up. Prices went up. Wages just went up higher. Now prices are going to have to go up higher to cover that. And then labor is going to say, look, I need even a higher wage increase. We're in the middle of a wage price spiral. I know that rates come down to 3.2%, but starting next year, when all these big wage increases kick in, I'm afraid inflation is going to go back up again. And then what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Because once the unions got the 7% wage increases, everybody's going in and say, hey, they got a 7% wage increase.
Yeah,
I deserve that too. And we get into this nasty wage price spiral.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The U.S. Navy shot down anti-ship ballistic missiles yesterday that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi. It was the first time the Navy shot down incoming anti-ship ballistic missiles in combat. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he is tired of preaching about immigration taking over the city. He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months, and only now are people starting to pay attention, and that the federal government isn't doing their job. China says it's banning a United States research company and two people who have reported extensively on claims of human rights abuses committed against several Muslim minority groups in the country. Severe weather continuing to create challenges across the nation's midsection and large metros along the East Coast. Flooding expected on the East Coast today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, people that sit there and go, you know, I'm tired of watching reruns of Oprah. I think I'm going to go out and get a job. And they're getting paid, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour under the table, no taxes. And, you know, we're not talking just a couple of hundred. I mean, there are millions of people. I think it was estimated during the Obama years that that population raised or that workforce was somewhere around 8 to 10 million people. That's a lot of tax money.
Yeah, and you know, they have to work under the table because if they have any income, it's going to reduce the amount that the government gives them. So now what happens is you have two people that have to break the law. Somebody says, I'll work under the table, so he's getting income, he's not declaring, that's against the law. The person that's paying him, who'd like to be an honorable business person, says, look, the only way I can get people, this guy will only work if I pay him under the table, and I have to do that. So now we have two people breaking the law, and you continue to have this dependence on the federal government, which is horrible. You know, Bill, I've talked about this on your radio show before. Remember when I talked about the four principles that really made America great?
Yes, we
went from the birth of a nation to the number one largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, some cases thousands of years older. So what I believe the reasons for that is, one, we encouraged individual freedom. As long as you didn't infringe upon anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted. Right. Secondly, we encouraged individual responsibility. As long as you were mentally and physically able to take care of yourself, everybody pretty much took care of themselves, although we had a strong family back then, and the family would help. Thirdly, we had low rates of taxation. So when you earned something, you knew you were going to keep pretty much most of what you earned. And fourthly, we had a limited role for government. Certain functions the government has to provide: defense of the country, leadership, a legal system, et cetera. But other than that, the government stayed out of the way. So Individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government are what made the country great. President Biden, all four of those, he's going to do exactly the opposite.
Exactly. Well, and look at the results. I mean, they're right before the American people. And the challenge that we have coming up in this next election, Michael, as I said earlier, 40% of the country, the base, because this is the thing that's, you know, the pollsters have been saying 40% of the country say Joe Biden is doing a great job. And I go, where are they? I want to talk to somebody. I want to understand why they believe Joe Biden is doing a great job, because the evidence doesn't support this. And, you know, and I've been asking this question for, you know, for several months going, where are these 40%? Because I don't see them here in Florida, and I don't, you know, I'm not talking to them. I'm not traveling in their circles. I can't seem to connect with anybody. And then, let me finish this. Then. Yeah. But then last week we had the debate between Newsom and Ron DeSantis, right? And I go, there's the one. He's one of the 40%. Because he goes, Joe Biden, he's 100% healthy. He's 100% up to the job.
I tried to find the answer to that question. Now, I teach at a university that was once a liberal arts college, so it's a very liberal university.
Right.
I think out of 330 faculty members, I found three other ones that share my views. But so I asked them. They said, we support Biden. I said, what reasons do you have for supporting him? Well, climate change is an existential threat. He's the only one that's doing anything about it, and I support that being done. Secondly, a woman should have a right to have an abortion anytime she wants. It's her body, and Biden will protect that. Thirdly, there's a lot of underprivileged people and people that need help, and Biden is willing to give them as much government money as they need for help. So I'm voting for Biden. Those are the things that are most important to me. I say to them, well, what about if your taxes go up? I'll pay a little more taxes, they say, if I can get all those things. Well, what about if the economy's not doing very well? I'll live with that if we can get those things. How about inflation? Well, inflation isn't Biden's fault. It's because the Russians invaded Ukraine and we had some supply chain disruption. So none of the inflation is Biden's fault. That's what these people tell me who support Biden.
Exactly. And oh, yeah, let's ignore the fact that Biden's border policies is costing the American people $451 billion a year, Michael. Okay, so that add that on top of inflation and everything else we're dealing with, and these poor policies that have been enacted by the Biden administration and the Democrats, and you go, okay, when is enough enough?
So I asked them about that, too. And they tell me, look, there are a lot of people in the world that are just in very difficult conditions. They live in countries where the government is very repressive and they fear for their lives. All they want to do is to have a chance to live a nice life. So, yeah, we ought to let all these people in. So I say to them, well, all of them? Or should we have some kind of a limit to it? I mean,
or some criteria that would promote assimilation and make sure the people who are coming in were going to reinforce and advance the great American idea, right?
So in the last year of the prior administration, the U.S. admitted over 1 million immigrants legally.
Yes.
That's more than every country in the world combined. Mm-hmm. So I say to them, look, we let in 1 million legally. Do we need these 6 million people that have come in illegally? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, that's just a consequence we have to pay to be able to help some of these people. What I'm really worried about, you know, you see lists of where these people are coming from. They're not just coming from South America, Central America, and Mexico.
Yes.
I think there were 26,000 from China. There were 7,000
exactly.
apprehended from Iran, 169 mm-hmm. people on the terrorist watch list. And they say, well, that's just we'll have to live with that because we have a humanitarian responsibility to help these people.
Well, how about if they move in next door to you and they're killing your kids, which illegal immigrants are responsible for killing American citizens in every state of the country. So I guess that's okay by your measure.
I guess they didn't answer that directly, but they said, look, I know this immigration is a problem and it's for cities around where I live. It really isn't much of a problem. So I don't actually see all this. And the big cities, they said they're sanctuary cities. They should have the ability to take care of these people. Now that the numbers are so high, I have to go back to them and keep and find out what their views are now. Now we have so many people that, I mean, look what's happening in New York City.
Well, New York. I mean, yeah, exactly. The mayor of New York before was all for sanctuary cities and everything. And then now, I mean, and he got himself with the current regime, his fellow Democratic standard bearer, because he called him out for it and said, look, we're going broke. You need to send over $12 billion, Red Rover, because we can't handle this anymore. Your open border policies are killing us. And so Joe Biden's answer was, I think he sent the feds over to investigate him.
Yeah, and another thing that's happening, these illegal immigrants are coming in, and wherever they're being housed, you're pushing homeless people
exactly.
out. And a lot of homeless, these homeless people
you're pushing
are
vets out of residences as well. But go ahead.
I think the Army-Navy game is scheduled for this week. People were looking at hotels to stay there. These hotels are filled with illegal immigrants. The people who wanted to watch the Army-Navy game have nowhere to stay now.
This bring a tent.
Immigration problem
is a bivouac. Yep, exactly. Go ahead.
It's a huge problem we have to deal with. I applaud the Republicans yesterday. Look, I'm all for helping Israel, giving as much aid as they need. Mm-hmm. I like helping the Ukraine. We really should watch how much we're giving them. But I like helping Ukraine. And the Republicans said, so do we. But you're not doing anything about the border.
Right.
So if you want to have this aid approved, tell us that you're going to stop this problem at the border. And Biden said it's irresponsible. The Republicans are trying to hold up aid, et cetera. But the Republicans are saying, look, we've been trying to stop this problem since you got into office. We can't do it.
Right.
Finally, we're taking a stand. We're not approving any more foreign aid in those areas, even though they're greatly needed, until you do something about the border.
Exactly.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, you know, and I agree with you, Michael, that, you know, here it is. When you control the House, you got the power of the purse. Right. And the Republicans have not exercised the use of that weapon in the same manner that Nancy Pelosi did, right?
Yeah. The Republicans are always afraid if something bad happens, they're going to get blamed. So if the government
they get blamed anyway. Come on.
If the government has to shut down, it's all the Republicans' fault. Right. We have deficits in the budget. Well, the Republicans control the House. They're responsible for this spending. So it's the Republicans' fault. So I think up until recently, the Republicans were saying, look, we just have to walk softly here. We're going to get blamed for everything. Speaker Johnson now is taking a much harder view, and I think it's about time this is done. We're not approving anything else in aid until you address this border problem. Mayorkas says we don't have a problem. He goes, testifies in front of Congress, the border is secure. I don't know what his definition of secure is, but with all these people, I think yesterday there were 12,000 illegals came in one day. It was a record for the number of people that came in. Not only isn't it secure, it's getting more insecure.
Exactly.
We need to do something about this.
Well, the other thing, too, Michael, and President Trump was maligned for this in pointing out that these countries were not sending the best of their people to America. And of course, the mainstream media did us all a disservice by not reporting on the fact that what these presidents of Central America countries in particular were doing was they were emptying their jails. And they were sending their problem children to America with, you know, with felonies, with criminal offenses, and they send them here. So Trump says they're not sending their best. And oh my God, the heads exploded. The liberals went nuts. They couldn't believe that the president of the United States would say such an awful thing. But then the fact of the matter is that was true. And, and as I mentioned earlier, which the Remembrance Project has noted, and they've documented all these murders across the country. But the other thing that's happened in this process is that the cartels themselves, I mean, we talk about the tunnels that are happening and that Israel is dealing with in the Gaza, right? Well, cartels have their own tunnels coming in under the border, coming into America, bringing in fentanyl, drugs, young boys and girls for human trafficking, and also it was pointed out, I think the FBI pointed this out because they showed a map, that in just about every state of the union, all but 8 states, Michael, the cartel has an infrastructure that supports their supply chain of drugs and human trafficking.
Yeah, and worse yet, Christopher Wray testified yesterday. He was asked, do you see a lot of hot spots where potential problems occur? He says, I see them all over the country. The map is lighting up red. So all of these illegal immigrants that are not just South Americans, they're from all over, they're coming in, they're forming, could be terrorist cells, and now we have to worry about a terrorism act here in our country, in addition to the terrible crime problem that we have here, because the Democratic district attorneys refuse to put anybody in jail, so they end up putting convicted criminals back out on the street, and we end up having all that problem.
Exactly. You know, Michael, this is the nonsensical thing that's happening in our country today, and we're so ripe. I mean, here it is. What did it take for 9/11 to take this country down and kill almost 3,000 people? And we were all heartbroken and said never again. And here we are under 2 Democratic Party regimes in Obama and Biden. Our gates and our doors and our walls have fallen. We're letting people come in. You know, I received a report the other day that said that they have discovered something like 20 Hamas cells operating within the United States. Think about that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time until they do something. So the primary function of the government is to keep the people safe. And they're certainly not doing that by letting all these terrorists come into the country and by allowing all this crime that we have. I live near Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia. I used to be I wasn't afraid to walk virtually anywhere in the city, anytime, day or night. I used to feel okay with that. Now, some spots you try to avoid. But for the most part, I was happy. Today, I'm afraid to even go in the city. Even if I drive a car, you're afraid your car's going to get carjacked by somebody, and I've seen a number of those. I look in the stores. The people break into the stores. Nobody does anything. They load up all their stuff and leave, and there's no
consequence.
Even if they get caught, nothing happens to them.
Right.
Well, if there's no price to pay for a crime, the crimes are going to get committed. Mm-hmm. These are people commit crimes because they want something that they don't have. They can't buy it. So most people will say, well, let's earn some money, save up for it. But if you can go in and steal it without any kind of consequences, you just go in and do that.
Now, meanwhile, the businesses are going to go, I'm out of here. I mean, look what's happening across the country. These communities, they're losing these businesses. That means their tax base is going to be downgraded. They're going to be in a situation where, you know, young people who would go to these businesses for jobs, they don't have jobs anymore or less job opportunities. So this is all being done. Michael, we've got to about maybe 6 minutes remaining here. And I do want to, address these charts. That goes back to what we talked about earlier in terms of spending that has taken place in excess of $7 trillion. So if we can, go ahead and put up chart 1 so that Michael can comment on this and explain to our viewers, you know, what's been happening with our economy here. This is the spending spree that Joe Biden's administration has been under that has totaled over $7 trillion. Go ahead and address this, Michael.
So all of that turns into excess demand because where do they get that money? They have to borrow the money. So it wasn't money that they got in tax revenue. It's money that they have to borrow, creating excess demand and adding to the public debt. And the public debt is a serious problem. We're in debt now over $33 trillion. Now, people say to me, well, is that a problem? And I say, yes, it's a problem for 2 reasons. Most economists will say if you keep the public debt less than 1 year's GDP can probably handle it. Well, right. GDP is in the 24, 25 trillion range. We're up to 33 trillion. So what's the problem with that, they asked me? Two problems. One, interest has to be paid on that annually. And when they sell a bond, there's no program in place to ever pay back the bond. So what happens is the bond matures. They don't have the money. They sell new bonds to pay back the old bonds. Well,
can you say pyramid scheme? Here we are. We're in a pyramid scheme now.
Yeah. People throw around the name Ponzi every time I bring this up.
Yeah, exactly.
So the interest charges now will approach $500 billion this year. And once we refinance the debt that we took out at 1.5% interest, today it's 4.5% interest, you're going to triple the interest expense just by refinancing. And Biden continues to add nearly $2 trillion a year to the debt. We have to deal with this. Every president for the last five or six said, well, we'll get by now and we'll let the next guy worry. We'll kick the can down the road.
Right.
Well, at the end of the road.
Pull up that next chart. Let's pull up that next chart because this shows the trajectory here and, you know, clearly what's been happening and what these administrations have been doing here. And to Michael's point, you can see, you know, what happened, how after, what was it, 2000, where everything just went vertical, right?
Yeah. The Bush administration had a little more debt than they should have had. That's really where it started. But some of that,
I give him a break on because, look it, Clinton had basically took military money and, put us in the black, got us out of the red. We were looking pretty good. And so then, you know, 9/11 comes and Bush finds himself, he goes to the cupboard much the same way that Trump did when he went to the cupboard and we needed PPE and Obama didn't fill the cupboards up. So now we went into a mad scramble and we had to, you know, pay excess dollars. And so similar thing happened with Bush in this transition from Clinton. The military cupboards were bare and we had to warrior up real quick because of 9/11 and, going to Iraq and Afghanistan, right?
Yeah. And the big deficit spending started in 2010. Obama had a $1.4 trillion deficit, the first time deficits have gone over a trillion. And since that time, we've been averaging over $1 trillion, annual deficit. And that's why that public debt has skyrocketed and we're at the end of the road. It's time to do something about this. We have to work. You can't balance the budget. At least get as close to balancing as you possibly can. There's no more road here. It's got to be dealt with immediately.
Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst and economics professor, has been our guest. Michael, as always, an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.